would be in the mix, and obviously Steven Johnson. How do you see that shaking out, or what is it? I mean, for you who've been in position battles for years, you know that you've got the, you know, the beat on the Will spot. To just look at those guys, how do you think that shakes out?
Well, I mean, it's not where you start, it's where you finish. So, you know, it's going to be a big battle all the way up to camp, you know, probably through that last preseason. You know, right now both of them are continuing to grow in their game. You know, Nate's getting better every day, and Stevie's out there taking charge whenever he's out there. So, you know, it's good to see both of them stepping up for that challenge.
Why has it taken a little bit longer for Nate,
you
think, to get his shot?
Probably because his first couple of years, he was actually backing up Vaughn. You know, that's a tough position to back up anyway, and playing behind a Pro Bowler. So, you know, finally now he's got a chance to, you know, put his name on something out there. So I think he's taking advantage of it. Me and him actually work out together, so making sure he pushes himself to be the best player every day.
Normally the Mike is the vocal leader. Nate's not really that type of guy.
He's learning.
Yeah, well, they say he doesn't have to be because you are.
Yeah, I guess you could say that too. But, you know, I've been kind of trying to take a back seat just to, you know, see if he can step up and talk. And right now he's out there making all the checks and calls. And, you know, that's what everybody wanted to see. So, you know, it's good. Like I said, it's good to see him stepping up, you know, accepting that role as being somebody that has to be vocal.
At the same time, Del Rio just said on the defense, he thinks of you and Champ as the two leaders. Is that a role you're embracing going forward?
Absolutely. You know, it's something that I'm excited about, you know, getting a chance to be looked at as one of the leaders on the defense. And, you know, I think the Champ has it back in and me up front. You know, I think it's right now it's going pretty good. These first 2 days, we've, you know, it's too early to say anything, but, you know, we're right where we want to be at right now. We got our same defense in and it feels comfortable and everybody's having fun. That's what it's all about. Absolutely, and it starts over there. You know, Robert Ayers is challenging people, but Derek Wolfe is one of those guys that's always, you know, been a freak of nature. His rookie year comes in and starts. Anytime a guy comes in and starts his rookie year, you know, he's open to everybody's listening to him. So, you know, Derek is definitely one vocal person that you don't want to, you know, get on his bad side on the defense.
Well, as you said, it's not where you start, it's where you finish. Your career is far from over, but from undrafted to the way things ended a couple years ago to them bringing you back, not sure how DJ would work in the mix when he was back. How do you keep that chip on your shoulder? How do you keep, you know, keep pushing forward when now you're the guy at the top of the depth chart and guys are chasing you down?
Man, you know, just remember where you came from. You know, that hungry attitude, you know, that'll never leave me. You know, undrafted, you know, looking at my past, you know, I remember that every day. I wake up getting out of the bed, you know, time to go to work. And what makes it easier for me is I love the game of football.
Do you give some advice to fellow undrafted free agents of Broncos? Have a long history of finding diamonds in the rough, such as yourself. So the new crop of priority free agents, do you kind of give
them
a couple of words of advice?
Yeah, I did. They actually didn't know I was undrafted until I told them. You know, they were surprised. I was like, yeah, you know, this is where you could be at one day if you continue to fight for your goal and, you know, set dreams up, man, you can reach them. So, you know, they was excited to see that a fellow undrafted player has a chance to be out there on the field.
With Jack back for a second year as coordinator, where's the defense now versus where it was at this time 12 months ago?
It's difficult learning new systems year in after year out. So, you know, it's something that, hey, Von, it's something good to have, you know, this year. You know, that consistency and that, you know, that familiarity around our team. You know, everybody knows what we did last year. And, you know, it's fun. You know, it's fun having the same coordinator around.
What do you see in Wesley during, even though it's been 2 days, team 7-on-7, that kind of shows that familiarity is there?
You could tell everybody was missing everybody. So, you know, it's just excitement, man, you know, and I think everybody is just having fun, you know, not worrying about different, learning different stuff, you know, doing a lot of different things, you know, just being comfortable in what they did last year and building on that.
Last